Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Perhaps it is just the philosopher in me, but it is my nature to question and to challenge common perceptions. Just because something is commonly accepted does not also then mean that it is true or right. It was commonly accepted for thousands of years that the earth was flat. But we all know how wrong all those people were. Similarly, it is commonly accepted that if a person sees a glass as half full, that he is an optimist. And if a person sees a glass as half empty, that he is a pessimist. But I don't agree with that assessment. In fact, I've seen parents give their little children cups of juice that are only half full, and those children are none too happy to get a glass of juice that's only half full. And I have seen a homeless man get excited about a bag of chips that he found in the garbage that was only half empty. Thus, seeing something as half full or half empty is not necessarily a good gauge of whether a person leans toward optimism or pessimism. And besides, I don't think that the assessment that a glass is half full or half empty is accurate anyway. I just think the glass is too big. Get a smaller glass, and it will be overflowing. You see, it's all about perspective. And that's the problem. We have so often lost ours. We have unrealistic expectations of what our life should be and what we think we deserve. Metaphorically speaking, our glass is simply way too big. And thus, no matter what God gives to us, it is rarely enough to fill our overly large container. And so it looks like God has somehow gypped us. And as long as we have that attitude, gratitude is going to be very hard to come by. I've heard it said that comparison is the thief of joy. That may not be true if we would compare ourselves to the lives of the myriad of people throughout the world who have so much less than we do. But that's generally not who we compare ourselves to, is it? We tend to compare ourselves to others, to people around us who have more and better and easier than we have. I say seem because there's always more there than meets the eye. You have to remember, if the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, it also means that they are paying a much higher water bill. And thus comparing your life to someone else's, while not only not helpful in teaching us to be grateful for what we have, also may not be completely truthful either. And thus comparison is most often an unyielding thief of joy. That was certainly true for the vineyard workers in Jesus' parable in Matthew chapter 21. They had each willingly agreed to work for a certain sum of money, which was also a fair sum of money for the day's work. To be sure, I'm certain at first they were all very thankful to be working for the day, grateful to earn some wages to support themselves and to support their families. But those thankful hearts quickly turned to jealous hearts and angry hearts and resentful hearts the moment that they started to compare their wages with that of the other workers. Comparisons with the other workers robbed them of their joy and robbed them of their gratefulness. Comparisons led them to a change of attitude and a loss of gratitude. And thus the secret to gratitude is in our attitude. It's in realizing that our glass is entirely too big. Our expectations too great. Our entitlement too exaggerated. And our appetites too extreme. We have been blessed by God with food and clothing and a car and a home. But because the food is not caviar, and the clothing is not Gucci, and the car is not a Tesla, and the home is not a mansion, we feel like we haven't gotten our fair share. But if we pour all that God has given to us into a smaller glass, realizing that there are people all over the world, even here in Austin, who wonder where their next meal is going to come from, who only have the clothes on their backs, and who have neither a car nor a home, suddenly we become aware that not only is our glass full, but it also runneth over. You see, if you live your life with the attitude of a person with a small glass, even the least amount of blessing will always fill your glass. And your heart will be full of gratitude. But if you live your life with the attitude of a person with a very large glass, even an abundance of God's blessings will never be enough. Then you will always be ungrateful. So, how do we shrink our glass? How do we change our habit for comparison to an attitude of contentment? We do it through Christ who strengthens us. We do it by first recognizing that we are all by nature sinful and unclean. But there's no one among us who is deserving of God's blessings. And that all that we have is a gift of God's grace. Whether we have much or we have little, it's still all more than we deserve. And through the grace of God, we can learn to get by on whatever God gives us, whether that be a lot or simply a little. But even more importantly, we can and we will be filled with an attitude of gratitude when we look at what God has done for us in His Son, Jesus Christ. Not only did God forgive us of our sins through the suffering and the death of His Son, Jesus, upon the cross. And not only did He overcome the power and the permanency of death over us by His resurrection from the grave, but He has also given us His Spirit to help us through our daily lives on this earth. Left for us His Word and His sacraments to uplift us and to sustain us. Gone into heaven to prepare a place for us. And has promised to come back one day to take us to live in our eternal heavenly home. Even if every other worldly pleasure and comfort and even necessity was somehow taken away from us, yet we would have ample reason to have an attitude of gratitude, because our cup would still, according to King David in Psalm 23, completely runneth over. Or in the words of Martin Luther in A Mighty Fortress, "And take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife, let these all be gone. They yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth." And that's why we, no matter what, have reason to give God thanks tonight and always. To God be the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We worship the Lord through the gifts of our offerings.